Grace and peace to you in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. An unlikely conversion. Perhaps the most unlikely conversion in the entire Bible is Saul. A man who was breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord. Why would God choose such a man to be a believer and a worker of the vineyard? That is, not just a believer, but someone who is an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, a missionary, an evangelist of the Most High, an instructor even for other pastors like Timothy and Titus, a man who will stand before governors, high-up officials, and not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ crucified and risen from the dead. Paul was a monotheist. He believed in one God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. But concerning everything about the Lord Jesus, he believed nothing. In fact, he believed Jesus to be an imposter. And everyone who followed Jesus, silly people, were leading other people astray, away from the true God and the ways of the law, by which there is obedience and submission to the law as the way to eternal life. Paul wasn't quite ISIS, but in some ways he was close. Breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, holding the coats of those who stoned Stephen. Stephen was the first Christian martyr of the faith after Jesus died and rose. Imagine today if God chose to reveal himself to one of the high-up commanders of ISIS. Would we believe that God would use such a man to be a front man for the faith? If you think about it biblically, it's not unlike Jesus to choose such people, to take someone who is against him and convert him to be for him. The woman with the seven demons, Naaman in the Old Testament, many others, Saul now in the New Testament. In every case, it is to show God's grace. God cares for his enemies. Love those who persecute you, Jesus said, to paraphrase from the Gospels. For when they behold God's love for enemies, what he is willing to do for his enemies, to bring them, even them, into a right relationship with God, these are the ones that often love God the most. The way of love seems to be like this. If you show someone a little bit of love based on what you're willing to do for them, especially after they reject you and fail to love you mutually, then they might show you a little bit of love back. But if you show someone Jesus kind of love, the dying kind of love, the lay down your life kind of love, that others' debts are fully paid, sins completely washed away, a new creature, a new relationship with God, purely by grace, not the law, for his enemies. Then, like Paul, there was a lot of love. A lot of love for God. And a lot of ability in St. Paul to endure a lot of rejection from men. After all, the people that St. Paul encountered throughout his missionary journeys, they weren't just Paul's enemies. In fact, they weren't even Paul's enemies at all, really. Ultimately, they were all God's enemies. And St. Paul confessed, I'm just an instrument of God's law and of God's grace. Paul confessed he was just an instrument that God used, a very weak instrument at that. But God uses the weak to shame the strong. Shows his great power and weakness to those who are enemies of God and his church. So, next time you see someone who hates God or hates the church, perhaps it's your duty to pray, Lord, will you make this person a powerful witness? Someone others will come to know you through and your grace and your dying and rising love, even and especially for enemies of you and your church. We look at the world different than everybody else does, don't we? Not only is everyone who doesn't know God lost and condemned, but they're potential converts to the faith. Maybe even a frontman for the faith. There's a lot of enemies of God in today's world. So we've got a lot of praying to do. But God knows who are His, as He knew St. Paul. He knows who He will convert through the conviction of His law and by His means of grace. Saul was converted by Jesus Himself as both a light and a voice. A light shone around St. Paul and a voice from heaven that says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It wasn't a pastor or something. It was Jesus directly to Saul in this case. And yet, did not Jesus tell us in His ministry that you are the light of the world and you are my voice? Did He not say, he who hears you hears me? In other words, even if we're instruments of God, it's Jesus who's doing the converting, not us. Paul's conversion teaches us to remember that conversions can come from some of the least likely places, even enemies of God, and that God Himself converts through the light and the voice of Jesus alone. Only like Paul. May the Lord help us to remember that we too, converted to the faith, once enemies of God as well by nature through sin, are converted to be instruments of God's love and His forgiveness and His salvation because we belong to Jesus. His light, His voice has been revealed to you. May God use us, just as He converted us, enemies, and St. Paul, an enemy, to convert other enemies to the truth, to the faith once delivered to the saints. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.